like that. Tapta jivanam kavi viriditam kalmashapaham. Just singing, they come in the middle. Srimadatatam. So when they were all absorbed in remembering and chanting his glories in the form of that famous Gopi Geet, then what was the outcome? Krishna appeared. Hariva! Krishna just appeared. As if he was right there in the form of this Gopi Geet. Yatra Madha Bhakta Gayanti, that Gayan, those talks, those glories, that Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. What gopis are singing, this is Bhagavatam. Talking about Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, and different devotees of Krishna, and their devotion unto Krishna, and so many things. So Krishna is not away from, or he is not different from these glories, this Bhagavatam. So wherever this recitation of Bhagavatam, Lord is right there. And then it says, Srimad Bhagavatam yatra slokam slokardham eva cha tatrapi bhagavan krishna ballabhir virajate. Even if one verse is recited, or even if it's half the verse is recited, like we do, Nityam Parab or Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, every day in ISKCON temple, one verse, or sometimes if there's no purport, then few more verses. So it doesn't have to be 7 days recitation. One verse a day keeps Maya away. Not just one apple a day keeps doctor away. I think some apple company has created this saying, apple a day. So one verse a day, one sloka a day keeps Maya away. And you get closer to Krishna. Tatrapi, there also, says, wherever even one verse or half the verse is recited, there also Bhagavan Krishna virajate. He appears. And he doesn't appear just by himself, but vallabhi bhihir, along with Vallabhi, Radha, and gopis. Krishna, Lord appears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then says, Bharate Manavam Janma Prapya Bhagavatam Nayai. You have taken birth in Bharat Varsha, but not recited Bhagavatam. Oh, pretty bad. Papa aparadhair atmaghatas tutai krataha. So that person is committing suicide. He's a killer of the soul, one who does not recite Bhagavatam. Such a rare human birth, says Bharat, or taken birth in Bharat Varsha, But Bharatvarsha, whole planet is also Bharatvarsha. In one sense, huh? Should not feel bad. Oh, I am not. Or as you come in contact with Krishna consciousness movement, immediately you are born, you are taken birth, your real birth, you take your birth when you join Krishna consciousness movement and you get your life back. That is when you are born. Initiation is also birth, and the Brahmin initiation, that is second birth. Dvija, dvi, second ja, second birth. So that birth is, then you are, everybody is Bharatiya. Everybody is born, and then everybody is born in Bharatvarsha. So those who do not hear Bhagavatam, they are killers of the soul, or in the words of Narottam Das Thakur, is Manasya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shuniya Visha Khainu. They have taken this rare human birth, but you are not worshipping Radha and Krishna. Hey! Radha Shyam Sundar, you are not worshipping. Then what are you doing? Janiya Shuniya Vishakhainu. You are simply drinking. Instead of drinking Charanamrit, you are drinking Jahar Amrit. You can't say Jahar Amrit. Jahar Mrit, not Amrit. Jahar Mrit. You drink Jahar and die. Mar. I came out, I met one person, his name was, I asked, what's your good name? He said, my name is Kar Mar Kar. Kar means keep doing working, keep working, keep working, and then mar, die. And then what do? Take birth again and again do more kar. Do more. Kar, mar, kar. Kar, mar, kar. Kar, mar, kar. And do die. Do this, do that. And die. Okay, now we'll speed up a little bit. And where are we? All right. Yeah, so this is Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Nityam Yai Parisevitam. One should always serve Srimad Bhagavatam. How do we serve? Not just puja, arati, but hear Bhagavatam. Also distribute Bhagavatam. Bhagavats are also of two kinds, Prabhupada. Right, the person Bhagavat and the scripture Bhagavat. Besides Srimad Bhagavatam, and also serve the mission of pure devotee Bhagavat. That is also part of Bhagavat Seva. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Or we hear in the morning, we hear Bhagavatam, in the evening we hear Bhagavad Gita. In the middle also we may do. You are welcome. One devotee said, It's like a sandwich. Sandwich has two loaves of bread, right? One loaf at the bottom. You hear Bhagavatam, you hear Bhagavatam. Then a lot of cheese and tomatoes, this, that. What do they call? That's not pudding. In between. And then on the top, there's a Bhagavad Gita recitation. There's another bread. You eat that. With lots of devotional service, lot of practical propagation, which is serving the person Bhagavat, the mission of the Lord, mission of Lord's devotee. That is very, very tasty. The sandwich, loaf of bread, in the form of hearing in the morning, lots of devotional service in the middle all day, and some more hearing or reading Krishna book, drinks cow's milk as offered to Krishna Balaram, and then be prepared for nice dreams of Krishna. So that's a life. The hearing and serving and propagation. So nityam parisevitam. And by doing this, the dynasties or forefathers of your pituhu, matuhu, bharya, three parties mentioned. All the forefathers of your father and the forefathers, mother and forefathers, wife and forefathers. You understand? All of them are sutaritaha. They have been, their uddhar, their liberation is accomplished by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. By hearing recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the brahmanas become knowledgeable. They become vidvan. The kshatriyas become victorious. The vaishyas become wealthy. And shudras become healthy. They are more concerned about the body and annamaya. So all the parties. Sarvavanchi tapuranam. Everybody is vanchit. His desired goal is achieved by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is for all the sections, all the cross sections of the society. It's not only brahmanas, everybody should recite, even shudras recite or hear, and there's a benefit. Aneka sansiddha, aneka janma sansiddha. After many, many births, finally you reach Bhagavatam. After Bible, after Quran, after Puran, after this scripture, after that scripture, finally you come to the topmost. Essence of all scriptures is Bhagavatam. And then Uddhava says, I heard this Bhagavatam from Sankhyayan Muni. There's a Muni, sage, big name called Sankhyayan. Not Sankhyayan. Sankhyayan Muni recited Bhagavatam, which was heard by Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, and from Brihaspati I heard this Bhagavatam. And where did Sankhyayan Muni hear that from? he heard it from Sanat Kumar, and Sanat Kumar had heard that from Shankarshan, Sahasravadan. So that's kind of parampara, and well, I'm wondering whether to stop here. Yeah, I think we'll, because the topic that is going to be open will take more than a few minutes, and we don't have all those minutes at our disposal, so hopefully we'll continue. And attempt to complete Bhagavad Mahatmya tomorrow morning. You will hear an announcement about that. Okay? Thank you.